Welcome to America Weekend, a new kind of radio, because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. Our phone number is 855-538-TALK. We're also on Facebook and would love it if you would like us there. And yes, we're on Twitter as well. So let's talk a little bit about this incident in Bangladesh the other day that, as of this morning, has taken the lives of 362 people. More than 2,500 people have been accounted for as survivors of the collapse of an illegally constructed building in a suburb of Dhaka, Bangladesh, that was essentially a factory for the kind of clothing that goes not to people in Bangladesh and on the rest of the subcontinent, but to us here in America and to Europe and to the rest of the Western world. I'm happy to tell you that the guy who owned that building, who was trying to flee Bangladesh, Mohammed Sohel Rana, was arrested this morning as he tried to leave Bangladesh and cross over into India. He's being brought back by helicopter to Dhaka, where he's going to face charges of negligence. Just to give you an idea of this guy, he last appeared in public in front of this building, Rana Plaza, on Tuesday, after huge cracks appeared in the structure. But he told the tenants there, including five large garment factories, that the building was safe. A bank and some shops on the first floor shut down the premises on Wednesday after the police ordered an evacuation, but the managers of the garment factories on the upper floor told the workers, keep coming to work and stay at work and continue your shifts. Now, there's speculation that the reason they do that is because of the pressure from the clothing companies, which brings me to my guest. Teresa Haas is Communications Director for the Worker Rights Consortium. Teresa, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
When you hear about a tragedy like this in a garment factory that is making clothing for people here in America and other parts of the world, what's your reaction?
Well, it's important to bear in mind that this particular tragedy is only the latest in a series of fire and building safety tragedies over the past several months. And many people may recall the fire on November 24th in Bangladesh that took the lives of 112 people. A similar fire in Pakistan the month before took the lives of nearly 300 workers. This is just the latest in a series of disasters that have led to the deaths of literally hundreds of workers in these countries.
And what is the connection between these factories and Western firms?
So there are a number of U.S. buyers that have been identified as sourcing from the factories that were in the Rana Plaza. We have identified children's place labels from the facility, Benetton, and a number of U.S. department stores, including JCPenney, as well as European buyers.
These are jobs that, 50 years ago would have been done in textile mills and little factory towns here in America. But as we know, over the last quarter of a century, more and more of these manufacturing jobs have been outsourced to the third world. And we're talking about people who make, maybe even $40 a month?
Right. So Bangladesh is actually the lowest wage country in the world. Workers there earn $37 per month. And for that particular reason, Bangladesh has also become a very popular place to source clothing and is now the second largest exporter of clothing to the U.S. market. And the reason it is so cheap to produce there is in part because conditions are so, so bad. Workers work incredibly long hours for very low pay in factories that are fundamentally unsafe. And while workers face a risk of death or injury every day they go to work.
So what
and
responsibility?
It's because of those conditions that brands have chosen to source from this particular country because it makes it so cheap there.
So what responsibility do you place on these American and other non-Indian and non-Bangladeshi firms? In other words, the Western companies that are selling those clothes to us.
So the buyers that were sourcing from this particular facility had conducted audits of the factory, and that was the case not only here at Rana Plaza, but also at the Tazreen factory that burned in November. Brands that were sourcing from the factory had had their own staff, had outside auditing firms go to and inspect the facility and gave it a clean bill of health. And that is a system that has been in place for many years where brands conduct their own internal audits of factories, and yet these audits and these monitoring programs have failed to identify fundamental safety problems in these facilities, like structural problems and lack of proper fire safety exits. And so what needs to happen is that we need to have brands and retailers in the U.S. and Europe put into place fundamental changes in these facilities and in the way that they attempt to enforce labor rights standards at these factories.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with Teresa Haas, Communications Director for the Worker Rights Consortium, about the horrors of this collapse of a building in Bangladesh, the latest in a disaster, and many of these very low-wage garment factories, places where the clothes that you and I wear are made. I'm curious about Walmart's role. They made a statement yesterday that none of their clothing had been authorized to be made in that facility, but that doesn't mean that there aren't subcontractors who are doing stuff for Walmart, the world's largest retailer. The subcontractors aren't still going to these factories and using people like those who died or were injured in this collapse, right?
That's correct. You know, at the Tazreen factory, where 112 workers were killed back in November, Walmart initially denied that they had any relationship to that facility, and yet it later came to light that at least six of their subcontractors had been sourcing Walmart product from the factory. And so Walmart's denials at this point carry very little credibility, given what we've seen in the past, and so it remains to be seen whether any documents or labels will be found at the facility tying Walmart to the factory. But regardless, Walmart is the largest U.S. buyer from the country of Bangladesh and carries an enormous amount of responsibility for the tragedies that have been taking place there.
So what would you like to see a big company like Walmart do?
So labor rights organizations in the U.S., in Europe, and in Bangladesh have developed a program called the Bangladesh Building and Fire Safety Agreement. And it is a program that would fundamentally change the building structure, fire safety protocols, and the way that the garment industry in Bangladesh operates.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the only mechanism through which we can prevent further deaths. And it contains a number of important elements. One, it would require buyers like Walmart, Gap, H&M, some of the biggest companies sourcing from Bangladesh, to undertake a program of renovation throughout their Bangladesh supply chain. Renovations that are entirely necessary to make the buildings there safe. It would also require those companies to fund a program of independent fire safety inspections that would be carried out at these facilities by individuals with expertise in fire and building safety auditing, something that does not happen, and the brands have admitted does not happen in the current structure. And it would also require access for worker representatives to these facilities. You know, if workers at Rana Plaza or at Tazreen Fashions had the ability to exercise their rights to speak out on their behalf and on the behalf of the workforce, I think we would have seen a much different situation. But that's not what happened. Workers, as you noted, were forced to go back into work by managers who made threats about docking of their pay. And that's ultimately what led to such a large number of workers being trapped inside the building.
Teresa, I've only got 30 seconds here, but I can't help but think of the Foxconn plant in China where iPhones and iPads are made. And when we heard about the conditions there, most Americans shrugged and said, yeah, but I still want those electronics. I think the same might be true of our clothing.
I think that's true. And you know, our intention is not to suggest that workers should not be that brands should not be sourcing from these countries. Our intention is that workers who make these products should have a dignified standard of living and not have to take their lives into their hands every day they go to work. And brands like Walmart and H&M and Gap have the full capacity to do that and to make these factories safe for workers there. They simply need to choose to do so.
Yep, and in doing so, you know, they got to realize you're taking billions of dollars in profits out of these products. Put a little bit back in and save some human lives. Teresa, thanks so much for joining me on America Weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Teresa Haas, Communications Director from the Worker Rights Consortium. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.